morning. Thank you.
You must be chuffed with the award that was announced at the weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it shows the importance of our volunteers and all of their hard work.
We must thank all the volunteers that have left their fingerprints on organising a lot of the events over the last few years. This is a big one for you. And is this an annual event, the Volunteer Program of the Year Award?
Yeah, so Volunteer Tasmania holds these awards each year. And we were honoured to find out that we were nominated, and then extremely honoured to find out that we were finalists. And, to be a winner... very, very honoured and proud.
It's an honour to be nominated, but then to walk away with the award. So well done to fellow finalists, Lifeline Tasmania Chats Program, and also JCP Empowering Youth Give Back Program.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you said, well done to them. They both have amazing programs that assist everyone in Tasmania. So it was, I think, an honour to be there alongside them as well.
For those that are unaware, you're a non-for-profit organisation. You do a wonderful job in our community, recognising those and the work advocating and supporting kids with disabilities and also their families as well. You've always got projects that you've got happening, and at the moment you've got one. And with that in mind, you had a trivia night the other week too at La Trobe.
Yeah, so we're raising money at the moment for a young boy, Cohen Yoss, who needs a wheelchair accessible van. So the trivia night that we held, all proceeds were to go towards that, and La Trobe were very generous, and it was an amazing night.
It's building a car for Cohen, who has spina bifida, and he's a 9-year-old local boy, isn't he? And he needs wheelchair accessible van, and of course, as you know, it comes at a cost, doesn't it, these vans?
They do. So we've pledged to raise $55,000. Which is a huge amount, but we know that we have such a supportive community, and with everyone involved, I know that we will reach that goal.
It's step-by-step approach, and every little bit helps. And, of course, the other week you had the Christmas market at Burnie High School on a Sunday. How did that go?
Really well. I think we had more through the door that day than we have prior to COVID. So I think it just shows that, you know, everyone wants to get out and about and support not only our local not-for-profit organisations, but our makers, and just want to get out and have a good time.
We've been locked down for too long, haven't we?
We have.
So that's where the money goes to your markets. And unfortunately, as we touched on a couple of weeks ago, Jess, a few of your markets were cancelled, postponed, if you like, due to the COVID-19 situation. But luckily, the Christmas market went ahead at Burnie High School the other week. And as you did allude to there, you had the trivia night at La Trobe, trying to help raise some funds for young Cohen, the 9-year-old La Trobe boy who has spina bifida. It's a birth defect that occurs with the spine and spinal cord that don't form properly. And I remember a musician, Jeff St. John, had that. So we're trying to raise some money for that wheelchair accessible van, $55,000 in total. So all these events help raise that, and that's exactly what you do. And look, I think it's an amazing job that you and all the hard workers, the volunteers, collective, big congratulations for taking out the Volunteer Program of the Year Awards. And you're all winners in my eyes.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I'd just love to send out a shout out to all of our volunteers. They are the heart and soul and the backbone to our organisation. And of course, we couldn't do what we do without the support of our community as well. So a huge shout out to every one of our supporters.
You can get in contact with you guys at the Fairy Godmothers. Always welcome volunteers. And you've got a Facebook page, haven't you?
Yeah, we do. So we have a lot of fundraisers and different things happening on Facebook. So give us a like and follow us. And you'll see lots of raffles and lucky numbers, and of course, contact us if you would like to consider volunteering.
Thanks for having a bit of a chat to us, and well done once again for taking out that award on 7B Breakfast this morning.
Thank you.